Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. A friendly reminder, the Podcast Town Festival, powered by Horicon Bank, is today at the Marcus Majestic Cinema, an immersive, interactive event featuring local podcasters from across the area. Quickly, yesterday, I had a great conversation with two Mets fans at the Milwaukee Public Market. Did some work there in the afternoon. Their two biggest observations about Milwaukee. One, they couldn't believe how inexpensive parking was. They said they expected to park at the ballpark for at least $75. So they were just blown away at $35 for parking. And then they said, we are absolutely the most friendly fan base they have ever met. And this was an exact quote. The woman said, you all are the golden retrievers of sports fans. So I'm like, all right, that's okay. So we can go out on a high note. We are good, passionate, wonderful sports fans. All right, speaking of wonderful, passionate sports fans, Tom Kolcheski from Real Sports Cards joins us. And on the line is Craig Much from Horicon Bank, the vice president of business banking. Craig, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Appreciate having me on, Jeff.
Of course. So tell us about your connection with Tom and how the bank worked to help kind of power and grow his business.
Well, I'm very fortunate to be able to work with Tom and his employees and his family. And I got to, we'll say, first get to know Tom just because of he was kind of the main talk of town in Waupun. who's this guy buying this corner old property and, you know, making it look just absolutely beautiful? And I just kind of wandered in and started talking with Tom about, we'll say, some non-banking related items. Okay. And then we got to kind of chatting about his current banking relationship. And I could tell that he needed a little bit extra guidance. He was at kind of a impasse where he was going to need some, we'll say, additional loans and whatnot. And I was just the, we'll say, fortunate one to be able to help him.
And Tom, as you were starting up the retail, the storefront component of the business, I mean, I'm sure that you had a lot of different options. Like, where can I go to get additional capital to power my business forward? What was that process for you?
It was scary, to be honest with you. You know, and Craig hit it on the head. Is I had a different bank, and I didn't go into this saying, hey, I'm going to create a business for a living. I literally started this just to, like, pay some bills for our family. So it really evolved really, really fast, and it was scary. And when I met Craig, I was at this weird crossroads. Is like, we need to take this business to the next level. Mm-hmm. I don't think what I do in trying to explain it to someone that thinks everything fits in this little box just blows their mind. Right. And so I was having frustrations with that. And so I met Craig and explained what I did. And he was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And I remember thinking, like, oh, yeah, like, we have someone that, like, acts like he gets it. And I feel like he believes in the business. And he does. You know, I've got to know Craig pretty well. And then we just said, I'm like, you know what? They can do a lot for, they can do more for our business than I ever thought they could. And so it's been great. Been great.
Well, and I'm sure that the business has changed so much since you started it. Talk about that in terms of the brands and just the value of cards and how you stay on top of all of it.
Yeah. So I started this as a real business, this little side business in 2016.
Okay.
So 2016 to 2019, things were going, they're going fine. They're growing. I remember in 2017, early in 2017, I ordered a product and I had a credit card and it was a $5,000 limit and I maxed it out. And I lost more sleep on that one product than I ever thought I'd do. And that's laughable now.
Yeah.
You know, and so it just kept growing.
But that's
growing.
The entrepreneurial story.
Yeah, it is.
It truly is.
I used to really reject when people called me an entrepreneur because I always thought that entrepreneur was someone that came in and said, hey, I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to grow this. I just came in and said, we need money for groceries with our family situation. Mm-hmm. That's how it started out. So it was just, some dad flipping baseball cards in the basement. And so we kept growing and growing. And so then the moment came when we had to move it out of our house. We had employees coming in our basement. I'm like, this is crazy. We need to move it. And so we bought this building, as Craig said. It was a disaster of a building. spend a bunch of money making it look nice, and then I'm just like, I really should get proper banking in this. Yeah. And, you know, and with Craig helping me too, you'll get a better accountant and really, really take it to the next level to become what I call a real business, even though we were before.
No, yeah, scaling the business, that's what every entrepreneur dreams about, and you got to get the right team around you to take it to the next level, for sure.